Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
The earthquake hit my hometown in Turkey. Kahramanmaraş is my hometown. I came to Cape Town for mining in Daba. Then I got a call before 5 a.m. I got lots of messages, what is happening in big earthquake. It was a very stressful moment because it same thing happened in 1999. I was in Ankara. I also experienced this earthquake. Ankara was not the epicenter, but all we felt the tremor. I understand this is also the same scale, it's big one. So I tried to reach all my family members. They were all outside. This earthquake hit Adana, the my family Kahramanmaraş, the next city Gaziantep, and the Syrian city Elbab, El Aziz, all Afrin, and then the Kurdish populated city, the Diyarbakir. It is a big earthquake, and the first biggest one was 1936, the last biggest earthquake. So we are still all very stressful. We are trying to get communication from other cousins and family members. It's a very stressful, and yeah, we are far away from Turkey, but feeling same stress all of this year.
Now, Mr. Terzi, can you tell us if any countries have come forward offering help and relief aid?
Yeah, yes, according to, like, I am watching the all the news and Greece and Czech Republic, Iran, European Union, U.S., China. But the first aid is now, is, I think, reached to Turkey from European Union countries. Because this this foreign minister also said Turkey needs help from international help. The devastation is so big. So these countries, Israel and the Qatar, all the also neighboring countries, they are sending, I think, their rescue and operation is the priority. President Erdogan said they are sending their teams. India also is set ready to send their teams. So, and then all Turkey is mobilizing their resources and moving to the region. The 1999 earthquake was hit the Istanbul, the Marmara. Izmit was epicenter near, close by Istanbul. It's a very dense city, highly populated area. But this one also in south of Turkey, southeastern, but still is not that populated like Istanbul, but is really highly populated. And the teams are coming from western side, from major cities to the area. And the worst thing is it is happened in the winter. It's a very heavy winter and snow. All my family members also, I talked to them, they were in the car. Early morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, being in the car, just in being outside, is a very difficult, and many people still under rubble and buildings. Aftershocks are hitting because in the noontime, aftershocks, the second earthquake hit 7 magnitude. And they are still, you know, like scaring for other earthquakes, aftershocks.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.